You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Governor Gavin Newsom held a press conference in Sacramento. Here are edited portions of that press conference.
This 4th of July weekend is one of the most social weekends in our lives. This is perhaps my last formal opportunity as we move into that weekend. Many of you will move in on Friday, not just formally over Saturday and Sunday. I want to remind you that many cities have already canceled their fireworks shows. Many cities have already adopted their own local guidelines saying we'll continue to do our fireworks, but we encourage you to stay in your cars or stay home and just enjoy them from afar. I want to remind you that we don't want to see you bunch of strangers without being physically distanced and without wearing face coverings over the weekend to the extent you can. That's why we say avoid crowds and avoid going to large parades outside of your household. Again, this is common sense, and I don't mean to be patronizing or paternalistic about all of this. I'm just working with local health officials, dealing with the data, the science, trying to mitigate, as we were so successful mitigating the spread of this disease by tempering that growth of the curve in the beginning. We need to do that again. We will do that again. And it's really going to be up to each and every one of you to see how quickly we can do that. And that's why this weekend is so important. We put out more formal 4th of July weekend guidelines that are up on the COVID-19.ca.gov website, but encourage you to follow them. Take seriously this weekend. Take seriously this moment that we're living in. A moment. It's not permanent. A moment that we'll get through together, but we have to continue to fight this disease, do more, and do better. Accordingly, no important way you can do that than wearing a mask, wearing a face covering. Do what you can to protect yourself, to protect others, and send a message that recognizes that we're not out of this pandemic. We're still in the first wave, and we have a lot of work to do to mitigate the spread, to make sure that our hospital system is ready to receive people outside of an emergency for a COVID-related cause, to make sure our ICUs accordingly are free from COVID patients. In order to do that, there's nothing more important, impactful, and no greater imperative than wearing a face covering when you're out of your home, you're out and about in the community. So again, wishing all of you a happy 4th of July weekend with all of these criteria and conditions and modifications in mind. And as always, we are here to answer any questions.
Alex Michelson, Fox 11.
You talk about family barbecues and the concern about people gathering. Is there anything you can do as a state to discourage that or regulate that in any way, or is that sort of just up to everybody to do on their own?
Yeah, it's look, all of this, you know, there are laws on the books that if we tried to enforce at scale, we never could, that transcend and predate COVID-19. If 40 million people want to turn their back on civil society and abuse the rules and laws and regulations on a consistent basis at scale, then society begins to erode. Accordingly, the health of a community begins to be diminished. And so, look, we have a health crisis in this nation. We are not out of this crisis. We're still in the first wave of this crisis. It requires some level of personal responsibility. And so what we're doing is educating people. We're encouraging people. We're not just doing it at a press conference at noon with one individual, a governor. We're trying to do that. And you saw some of the material we put out in a very culturally competent way with trusted messengers, with celebrities. We're trying to reach a younger cohort, not just an older cohort, more traditional broadcast, same time going on to TikTok and going on to some of these social media platforms, getting some well-known celebrities, influencers to do the same, to encourage people to do the right thing. And that's what I'm asking. Consider others. That could be your mother, could be your grandmother, could be someone you deeply love. It also could be a stranger that you walked by in passing where you were asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic and you didn't experience any ill or you didn't feel any experience of any symptoms of feeling ill, and you may have spread that disease to someone and never known that 3 weeks later that person may be on an ICU. No one wants to do that. And so again, we're stepping up our enforcement, not just to businesses, but across the spectrum, and encouraging people to do more. As Dr. Galley reminds me, we're on the second or third inning of this nine-inning game. By no stretch are we out of the woods, but we can influence, we can mitigate the spread. We can, again, bend this curve. Happy 4th of July weekend, and wear a mask. Take care, everybody.